Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Massive cleanup operation is underway in towns and villages in East Cork and West Waterford, hit by flooding during Storm Babette, as further heavy rain is expected in Cork, Kerry and Limerick. Met Éireann has issued a new status yellow rain warning for the three counties from 11 p.m. tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the government is offering humanitarian schemes and will help those impacted with some of the cost of the cleanup. The Taoiseach visited Midleton this afternoon and he was accompanied by Patrick O'Donovan, Minister of State with responsibility for flood protection. And Patrick O'Donovan joins us now from Midleton. You're very welcome, Minister, to the programme this evening. As I say, you're in Midleton today. Can you tell us what did you see during your visit and who did you speak with?
Well, thanks, Sarah, and good evening, and good evening to your listeners. I suppose in the period of time that I've been Minister for the Office of Public Works, I've had the unfortunate duty of having to go to many flood sites, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head in Galway, Kerry, Cork and other places, and one of them has been more horrific than the next, but this is definitely in a totally different category. And I was just asking some of the people that work in the Office of Public Works there, have they ever seen anything like this? And the only thing that's comparable to them, and they have a collective experience in the OPW of almost 60 years, would be the 2009 event in Cork City, where the city was literally flattened with water. So what happened here was a water bomb was dropped on Midleton and the surrounding areas, and it did devastating damage in such a short period of time. And from speaking to some of the business people and local people on the street, you know, it came up with such speed and it came in all directions. It came from the sewer, it came from the street, it came from the river, and then the tide didn't allow the water out either. It was literally a slow-moving but perfect storm, and the stench of sewerage along the street in Midleton this evening is something that's, you know, just in places quite overwhelming. And for anyone who knows Midleton, this is a very progressive town, rich heartland, very agricultural base, strong commercial base, big good employers, a lot of commuters, and very proud town. And they're out in their droves this evening, helping their neighbours and their friends and the commercial centre of the town to try and come to terms with it.
And a lot of them are very angry, Minister. They're very, very angry. Did you see that anger this afternoon?
I do. Look, I mean, I've seen that anger in other places. You know, it's a natural emotion. There's grief, there's trauma, there's shock, there's anger. You know, there's a lot of emotions that are circulating, and it is the same emotions that I have seen in Bandon and Skibbereen and Clannachilty, in Clifton.
Yeah. Well, anywhere we might stick with Midleton for today, and the anger that's there, because we were speaking to Laurie O'Donnell, who's co-owner of HS2 Midleton Hair Salon, a little earlier in the programme, and she met at the Taoiseach. I don't know, were you with the Taoiseach at that time, but she said she met the Taoiseach during his trip today, and she said really there's no point in the Taoiseach coming down and promising money that might not be coming for 12 months, and that they weren't given any timeline in terms of funding. Is there a timeline in terms of funding, and how much funding?
Well, first of all, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't in these situations. I mean, if I wasn't in Midleton today with the Taoiseach, I'm sure we'd probably be having a different conversation with you as to say, well, why aren't you in Midleton? The reason that we're in Midleton is to affirm the government's commitment to the town, the people in the town, the public bodies, the HSE, Cork County Council, and all the other people that have to pick up a tab.
So talk to us about that commitment. What does that look like? Because what Laurie O'Donnell was saying was the business, her business needs to open now. She said what she was told today by the Taoiseach is you're looking into a bit of funding, and she was wondering does that mean?
Well, first of all, there's multiple streams. First of all, for the public authorities like the Cork County Council, who were the first to be met in terms of the road damage and the infrastructural damage, the government have already committed to additional monies above and beyond what the council would normally get, like what we did in Donegal. In relation to householders, where there are white goods, damage to flooring, damage to carpets, all of the rest of it, like what happened in Castletown and County Wexford when I was down there on St. Stephen's Day, Heather Humphrey's department have come in already, and there's essential assistance available. from yesterday from community welfare officers. And in respect of the business scheme has been launched by the government. Now, the Taoiseach acknowledged that the levels that were needed here will be far greater than some of what we've seen up to now, purely because the scale of the water that went into some people's properties was just so massive. So that's what he said when he intimated that, you know, we will have to look at revising the ceilings. And we will look at revising the ceilings because a lot of the businesses here in the Main Street, Middleton and the other streets had their stock in for Christmas. And now some of them have been in touch with their suppliers and will be able to get them in. But it's a matter of paying for it.
Okay. So what is the ceiling at the moment?
So the ceiling at the moment is there's an initial €5,000. And this is a scheme that's administered through the Red Cross, and there's a maximum at the moment of €20,000. The Taoiseach
said business,
that, like,
is it?
Yes, and there's an application process. Some of the people, by the way, went through that application process the last time, found it very, very beneficial. Other people didn't go through it at all because at the time they had flood insurance. But now the town has flooded a second time. So the Taoiseach acknowledged this evening, meeting several business people, that the ceilings there will be reviewed by the government. That won't take weeks. That'll happen, I would imagine, sometime next week. Because obviously, look, the most important thing here is that there's certainty given. And Simon Coveney, the Minister for Business, was also there, and he said the same thing.
Okay, and would you expect those ceilings to be significantly reviewed? Because judging by some of the people that we've spoken to on the programme today and we've heard from, you know, across the last 24 hours, 5,000 isn't going to do anything in terms of the losses they're facing.
I didn't say that 5,000 would do much, but the maximum at the moment and up to now has been 20, and that has been administered by the Red Cross. And Simon Coveney, I just left him about 5 minutes ago to take this call. His department are the department responsibility for business, and he has acknowledged that all of these businesses have stock in for Christmas and for Halloween, and they will need to be supported. And I would imagine there will be communication there very, very soon.
Okay. So there will be communication on what people can do and what sort of level of funding they can apply for. Yep. How long will it take to get it?
So ordinarily, this is a fairly quick process. It's administered through the Red Cross, and it's done, by the way, Heather Humphrey's one is done through the Community Welfare Officer. So the two things are separate, one for houses, one for business. They normally work fairly seamlessly. And once people get into the system, they're administered fairly quickly because the people that they're receiving in the people that are dealing with the applications are on the street here today with the other agencies. They can see the devastation and they know that this is not
being made up. So fairly quickly means couple of months.
Look, I'm not going to say how many days or weeks, Sarah, other than, you know,
surely these flood relief schemes, you know, have some sort of timeline whereby once you apply, you can expect a response within a certain amount of time.
And the community welfare officers turn it around within a day. That's my experience in Wexford, for instance, the last time that happened. And similarly, where the scheme that is administered through the Red Cross, it was turned around very, very quickly as well.
Okay, so you don't want to put a timeline on it this evening. Let's talk then about how we got to where we are, because Fine Gael Councillor Susan McCarthy was speaking to Claire Byrne this morning on RT Radio 1, and she said the OPW need to pull the finger out. They can't have any delays because this is people's livelihoods and their lives. She's talking specifically about the flood relief scheme that was promised in 2015. Now, nearly 8 years on from that, she said it's not even near construction.
No, it's not near construction because, like everybody else that applies to do anything in Cork County Council and ourselves at a lead authority, we have to apply for planning permission. And before we apply for planning permission, we have to go through a rigorous consultation. The public consultation only completed last year. The environmental impact assessment on the preferred option is being completed at the moment. So once the environmental impact assessment report on the preferred option, which went through a rigorous round of public consultation, and this is a very constrained environment. You have rivers, multiple rivers here, both underground and overground.
8 years, Minister.
Which?
8 years.
No, it's not 8 years. Sorry, it's not 8 years. It's 8 years since the last flood. The preferred option for Middleton was only arrived at last year.
The flood relief scheme was promised in 2015.
No, well, I can, Sarah, I can only tell you what I'm responsibility for today. The public consultation completed last year. The environmental impact assessment report is being completed as we speak. And I would hope that a planning application will be able to be lodged to An Bord Pleanála in the early part of 2024. Now, There's no guarantee, however, and we've seen it in the Blackpool situation. We have seen it in other towns and villages all over the country where when we have planning permission or we seek planning permission, that somebody who's not connected to the area comes up and objects. That is invariably what happens. So I'm not going to put a time frame other than we are working with Cork County Council, the Cork County Council senior engineer, to have the preferred option, which has now the environmental impact assessment report being completed at the moment, being in a planning process in 2024.
Okay, so 2024, I know you're saying you can only speak to what you've been in charge of, you know, since you came into your post there, but Fine Gael's been in government since 2015, and that's when a flood relief scheme was promised.
And in that period of time, you know, Middleton has been the preliminary works that are needed, especially in an environmental area that is so constrained, the northeastern corner of Cork Harbour. This is not an uncomplicated site. So in order for us to make sure that... Well, look, I mean,
you know, what you're talking about here is if it gets completed, and it might not by 2024, you're talking about 9 years from when a commitment was made to the people.
Sarah, can I just say, well, I didn't make a commitment. The Enniscorthy Flood Relief Scheme is now going on 22 years. We can't legislate for people that will object and people that will have varying differences of opinions. There's multiple landowners, there's multiple stakeholders, there's a lot of environmental constraints. And, you know, I know that might sound to you like that it's not fast enough, but to the people in Middleton this evening, I think they prefer to hear something more than Jenny, because what they want to hear from me,
I think they prefer to hear something more than, you know, I can't answer to the fact that this was a commitment was made in 2015 and we're not going to be delivering anything until 2024.
I'm not answering for a commitment that might or might not have been given. What I'm saying is what the Office of Public Works and Cork County Council are doing at the moment in a very constrained, environmental sensitive area in the northeastern corner of Cork Harbour. And we're trying to make sure, as we did in Bandon, in Clanachilty, in Skibbereen, in Fermoy, in Mallow, in multiple places across Cork. We've over 50 schemes delivered all over the country at the moment, protecting almost 15,000 properties. So, you know, we take this role very seriously. And unfortunately, the constraints at which we have to operate as an applicant for planning permission is very, very onerous.
All right, I'm just looking here. Colin Brennan, Senior Consultant Engineer with Cork County Council, was talking about how since December 2016, Cork County Council, the OPW and AROP have been working to develop a flood relief scheme. So there was a commitment made and that work has been ongoing since 2016. But I understand the planning permission issues, and I know the Taoiseach that raised those in the Dáil today, he appealed for balance and perspective, he said, from those who are objecting to flood relief schemes in Cork, and he called for an honest debate on the issue. Can you just tell me briefly what do you think he means by an honest debate?
What I think he means is an honest debate is that our climate is changing at a rate that none of us ever expected. Like Storm Babette has never been seen before. I mean, a month's rain dumped in a small town in 2 days. So we need to have a conversation in Ireland, and I've been saying this for a long time, around climate adaptation. And climate adaptation means the engineering works that are required in our rivers and streams and in our estuaries to make sure the people behind them are protected. Now, that means as well that some people just don't inherently have a right to object. So I think the new Planning Act, when it comes forward in terms of the ease at which some people are able to take judicial review, that will help. It won't solve the problem in its entirety, because an offset of what we have to operate are EU directives, particularly around habitats. But look, okay. we are where we are in terms of the constraints that we have, but we are not resiling from our commitment to the people of Middleton. We are well resourced in terms of finance, and Cork County Council were told that today.
I want to ask you briefly about a separate issue, because the Taoiseach was asked this morning, speaking to Clare Byrne about HSE funding, and Clare Byrne remarked that if you go to an emergency department in Limerick today, you'll probably be on a trolley. Leo Varadkar responded by saying that if you go to an emergency department in Waterford or Connolly Hospital, which of course is in the constituency that he represents, you probably won't be on a trolley. I just wondered what you took from that, and what you think it says to the people of your own constituency in Limerick and the hospital that serves them.
Well, first of all, I didn't hear it, because I'm dealing with a catastrophic event here in Middleton all day. So you'll forgive me for not hearing that. But I know that in the HSE Midwest region, reconfiguration left us in a situation where we didn't have a fit for purpose number of beds for a number of years. That's now been rebalanced with the investment that the government are making through the HSE in the UHL hospital campus. There's cranes there at the moment. The 96 bed block is under construction. That will make a big impact, as will all the other improvements that have been made made in Nina, in Innes and the other ancillary hospitals. So look, I suppose my focus at the moment is on the town of Middleton and how we can make sure that the necessary government assistance can be delivered to them in the quickest possible term. And, you know, I can come back to you any other evening to have a discussion around UHL.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Minister Patrick O'Donovan speaking to us from Middleton.